24, say it with me, it's all you have. 24 is all you have. It's all you got. All right? We've been talking about it the last couple of weeks. We've got another message next week, and we'll finish up this series. Today's message is titled this, a little long, What If Today You Breathe Your Last Breath? What if today you breathe your last breath? Let's practice. Here we go. Breathe with me. Here we go. What if that was it? Yeah, I don't know about that. Alright? What if today you breathe your last breath? That's the message. We're going to look at it. 24 is all we have. Sometimes we live like we got all this time. What if today you breathe your last breath? How many have ever known somebody, they had a day and they breathed their last breath that day? Anybody ever known anybody like that? See what I'm saying? Here we go. Let's look. So what the Bible says early on, then we're going to get somewhere. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and did what? And breathed into his nostrils the what? Breath of life, and man became a living soul. Here's how you know there's a God. Do this with me. It's how you know there's a God. Oh, I guess you did that, didn't you? Huh? Say, oh, I come up with that on my own. Well, let's tell how we know there's a God. Practice with me. Here we go. He did that for you. Are y'all hearing me say? He's the one who put the breath in you. Okay? That's what the Bible says. In Job 12:10, whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Everybody that lives on the planet gets this from him. Okay? What if you didn't have any more of him? Ooh. What's going to happen? Keep looking. The Spirit of God hath made me. The breath of the Almighty has given me life. Amen? What I have shows me He exists. Well, that ain't good enough for me, preacher. Well, that's all I got for you. All right? You work on that one a while and you figure that one out and come see me after you got that one nailed. Amen? That came from God. That's where you get your life. Last time I checked, can somebody live without breathing? Yes or no? Can't live without breathing. You can live without some of these other things on you, can't you? You can't live without breathing. You got that from God. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow, for what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Hebrews. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. I have them every week, it seems like. They're called funerals. Every week. Not necessarily here, but I've been here a while and people know me. Did one yesterday. Didn't know the lady real well, but it was her wishes when she died. It Pastor Gary did her funeral. And so I was there to do the funeral. Happens all the time. People are dying. They breathe their last breath. And a lot of times it surprises them. It surprises their family. And it's going to surprise you and me one day. What if today you breathe your last breath? I know this isn't a popular topic. I know, Pastor, you can't be on no church talking like this, man. Well, so be it. Amen? But we might see somebody saved today. If you'll think with me. Amen? Come on. Let's look at see what we got. Where would you go? If today you breathe your last breath, would you be ready to meet God? What about your sins? What about your relationships? What would you like to say to your friends and family? What about your priorities? What about your attitude? How about your debts that you owe? Well, what about your religion? It gonna get you anywhere. What about your pride, man? What would you change if today you breathe your last breath? It just won't go away. Look, I mean, where would you go? I mean, what about God? What about my sin? And what would you change? And where would you go? And what about God? And what about your sin? And what would you change if today you breathe your last breath? Wow. Well, it's quiet as a church mouse in here. Sounds like the funeral I did yesterday. Death and thinking about it has a way of hushing you up a little bit. Let's look at what the Bible says. What if today you breathe your last breath? Now I've got a big task in front of me right now. I'm going to look at the lives of some people in the Bible, and you're going to see them for yourself. and I want to see where they were when they breathed their last breath. God records in His Word a lot of people. I couldn't do them all this morning, but a lot of people where they were and what was their attitude and what were they doing the day they went, and it was all over. And I want to see if we can learn something today. Amen. What's the goal of this series? To get you to live today, not tomorrow. To get you to live in the now, not the later. If you got a chance to do what Scotty said and tell somebody that you love them today, why won't you? Why? If you got something you want to give somebody, now I'm going to wait today, measure up before I see if I can't give them. Somebody wants you to just keep your mess. You can give something to somebody today, why not? Amen? You can bless somebody, why not? Take advantage of today. It's the only day I know I got. That's what this whole series is about. And it might sound a little cuckoo, but if I could get a dozen of us, just a dozen, I ain't shooting too high, if I could get just a dozen of us that didn't used to live every day, if it was to be our last, and you start living like that in your family and in your friends and your relationships, your relationship with God, I think the series would be worth it. Amen? So that's why we're doing what we're doing. So let's go now and look at some lives in the Bible. Say that word with me. Defiant. I need your help. One more time. Defiant. And here's the lady. Here she is. Jezebel. How many heard of Jezebel, but you don't know a lot about Jezebel? Can I see your hands? I heard of that Jezebel lady. I called somebody that one time, didn't know what it meant. Well, I'm going to tell you, buddy, where she got it from. Jezebel was defiant, and in my head, defiant means against God. Say that with me. Defiant means against God. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you're going to be watching on TV, listening on radio. Maybe you're listening to me today. Listen, and that's where you're at. You're against God. Well, it's a free country. You can do whatever you want to do. But if today you breathe your last breath, you're in a world of hurt, Jack. You hearing me? Defiant. Let's look at this lady. What was up with this lady? Well, she was the wife. I don't have time to tell every story, but the deal is she was the wife of King Ahab. And she was really the wicked, and he was wicked too, but buddy, she was the strong one, and she was wicked. She worshipped Baal. She hated the prophets of God. And she had just had thousands of these prophets of God, of Jehovah God, slaughtered. Amen? And she wanted to stamp out God. And she wanted to stamp out Jehovah God worship. Are y'all listening? Got it? This is that lady. Alright? So the prophet, the young prophet went to Ramoth Gilead. And God had told the prophet to go and anoint a certain man king, and we're going to take care of Jezebel. Alright? That's the deal. That's what's going on in this story. So the prophet went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting, and he said, the prophet said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. And Jehu, say Jehu with me. Jehu said, unto which of us? All of us? And he said, to you, O captain, I've got this to say to you and I got to do something. And the prophet arose, he went into the house, he poured the oil on Jehu's head. He said unto him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of who? Ahab, thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord. Say that last part with me. At the hand of who? Jezebel. So God says, in case you don't like this stuff in the Bible, I don't like the Bible. God's mean. Well, I guess if you think this is mean, He is. Okay? He's a just God. He doesn't mess. He's God and you're not. Can you say that with me? He's God and you're not. And I'm not. And so this is His plan. You've killed my prophets. Okay? And it's over. And this is the prophecy. Verse 10. And the dog shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door. And boy, he got out of Dodge quick. The prophet did. Woo! Jezebel scared the snot out of him. He was scared to death, man. He was fearful of this lady. You met her, you'd be fearful too, man. She was defiant. All right? She was a wicked queen. She served and worshipped Baal. She tried to stamp out Jehovah worship. We already said that. She slaughtered the prophets of God. She was defiant towards God. Let's keep looking. Trying to learn something. At her last breath, she did not repent. Would you say that with me? At her last breath, she did not repent. Maybe you're here today. What's it going to take for you to say, I am a sinner. I cannot make it on my own. I know I've done wrong. You're the only way, Jesus. I humble myself. I don't try to go my own way. I don't try to do my own thing, my own religion. It's all about you, and I humble myself. What's keeping you from doing that? Okay? She was against God. Let's see what happened. 2 Kings 9:30. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. Would y'all read this part with me? Because it's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And she painted her, and she tied her head. I don't know why I like that. And she looked out the window. Okay, now just in case, I want to help you. Now, what's tired her head mean? Pop it up. No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. Amen? I mean, old Jezebel. And isn't that where we get the word Jezebel from now? Say, all that makeup pasted all over your face, you look like a Jezebel. And the hair all primped up, you know. That's what she did, man. She had her hair all tired. She had two or three eunuchs up there working on her. And she got her face just right. And Jehu's coming. And she's defiant to the day she dies. Is that you? Boy, I hope not. I believe since you're here today, or you're watching today, you don't want to be that way. Amen? But that's the way she was. So she got all fixed up, tired her head. She's still defiant. She's proud of her ways. What happens? She says stuff like, who needs God? There is no God. I'm invincible. I'll go out in a blaze. Boy, she didn't know what she was talking about. Because she's fixing to go out that window. Watch it. And as Jehu entered at the gate, she said, had Zimri peace? Who slew his master? Boy, she don't know who she's dealing with. And he lifted up his face to the window and said, who's on my side? Who? And to look out two or three units. We is. I mean, they're there. We ain't with her no longer, Jack. We with you. And here's what happened. And he said, throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses. And he trod her underfoot. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, that sounds mean, doesn't it? Ooh, it's terrible. Yeah, what about her murdering all the prophets of God? You can't be defiant and get away with it. Oh, it looks cool now. I was buying a truck yesterday. So many bumper stickers on the back that were so blatant anti-country, horrible. And the old me would have probably just ran him over somewhere and asked him to get out of the truck. We'd have just got it on right there. You know what I'm saying? Defiant! That's horrible, and I shouldn't, and I didn't. Amen? Praise God. But just being defiant. All right, so here's what happened. So the horses trod her underfoot. Now watch this. And when he, Jehu, was come in, did you say that part with me? He did eat and drink. And he said, go see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she's a king's daughter. You know what happened? He said, throw out the window, rode over with the horse, and you know what he did? Went across the street and ate a sandwich. And I tell you, that's quite a picture. I know God is love. God is love. He gave His Son Jesus for you and for me. But if you're defiant, He's a God of wrath. He's a God of judgment. And you will defy Him at your own peril. And while you're defying Him, He's going to be across the street eating sandwich. And your ways don't bother Him. It doesn't mess up His plan at all. You're the one that's going to be screwed up. Amen? Just telling you, I know that's ugly. But if you're here, what if you breathe your last breath? My goodness. Don't be like that. Amen? So he said, go bury her. She's a king's daughter. They went to bury her, but they found no more of her than what? The skull and her feet and the palms of her hands. That's just what God's Word said. Wherefore they came again and told him, and he said, this is the word of the Lord, which he spake by the servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall the dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung, that ain't a good word, upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel. Oh boy, everybody knew her when she was doing her thing. But when she breathed her last breath, they didn't know who she was, didn't know what she looked like, they couldn't even identify her. Amen? Ooh, that's ugly. Let's look. What if today you breathe your last breath? How about you today? How long will you not bend the knee and humble yourself? Would you say that with me today if you agree with me? I do not want to be defiant. Let's do it one more time. I do not want to be defiant, God. I don't want to be like that. Amen. If today I breathe my last breath, I don't want to be against God. Do you? The last day of my life, I was against God? I don't want to be that way. Let's look at another one. Delusional. Can you say that with me? One was defiant. Next one is delusional. Now let me give you a little example of what delusional is, just in case. This is for the kids. Here's what delusional is. It's not living in reality. Yeah, this is delusional, alright? Here's a little more delusional. That's delusional, alright? Wait, and here's me being really delusional. Right there, baby! Aren't y'all glad I don't have hair? Because that's probably how I'd look now, amen? Come on. Hey, anyway, delusional. It's not living in reality. Okay? If today was your last day to live, man, you need to wake up and smell the coffee. You need to be in the world. You need to be in the real world. You need to be in reality. Delusional. And I read it last week, but I think of the rich fool. And delusional, defiant is against God. Delusional is forget God. Forget God. Forget God. I'm cool. Everything's fine. It's not that you're necessarily defiant, but it's like, you know, big deal. You know, I'll deal with him later. There is no later. It's the only day you got. Delusional. Just like me thinking I've got hair or don't have hair. It's just as stupid for you to think you got air. Tomorrow or next year, you don't know what air you got. Amen? It's delusional. Here's the rich fool. Jesus spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain man brought forth plentifully. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. He said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns. I will build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, say it with me, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And who shall those things be which thou hast provided? This will I do. Let's just roll it, Raj. That's what he said. It was not eat, drink, and serve God, but it was eat, drink, and what? Party! He just forgot God, this story. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Don't forget Him. He had no priorities for God. He had no plans for God. Watch it. He just work and play. You ever find yourself like that, say? I'm working, I'm spending a little time with the family, I'm working, you know, I'm playing a little bit, I'm working. Where'd God go? I forgot Him. Boy, that's living in delusion, man. You might forget Him, but He's there. He wants to be a part of your life. What if today you breathe your last breath? What about your priorities? Compare your work and play with your service for God. Won't you do that? Compare my work and my play with my service for God. Think about this. How much of your money and your time do you give to God? In case you think, well, I'm doing all right. Well, good. Think about it. Or are you delusional? A lot of people, oh, I'm doing it. But if you think it through, it's like me thinking I got hair. And you're not serving, and you're not doing. When are you going to get to the place where you say, I'm going to quit living in a dream? I'm going to get with the program. Is it 1%, 5%, 10%, 20%? You should be able to know that. Say that with me. I do not want to be. I don't want to forget God. Let's look at another one real quick. I know this feels like Sunday school time with Uncle Gary this morning, but let's keep looking. Deceitful. Deceitful. Ananias and Sapphira. Many of you who have been reading your Bible, you remember this couple. These people jump out at you. Now, defiant against God, delusional, forget God, deceitful, say it with me, fool God. And these were church folk. Amen? Say. These were church folk. Come to church, we're going to fool God. Look at me, I'm in church. I'm a Christian. No, you're not. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, and you have totally put your trust in Him, then you're just fooling yourself. Or maybe you're here today, you're listening, and you're just here for a show or something. You're here to put on a show or to... I have no idea. But the church over the centuries has been full of hypocrites. Alright? We'll try to fight against that. Look at the story of these people. Ananias and Sapphira. It's right in the Scripture, clear as a whistle. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, they sold a possession. It was land. He kept back part of the price. His wife, being privy or private to it, she knew about it, brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. That's fine. So far, so good. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Watch it. While it remained, was it not your own? When you sold it, was it not in your power? If you wanted to give a little, that's fine. But don't come in here pulling this mess, acting like you gave all big. Right? Say. You want to give a little, that's fine. But don't come in here doing that. It was in your power, dude. Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You ain't lied to us. You've lied to God. You're deceitful. Wow. Maybe you think it doesn't bother God when people do that. Well, let's go to the Bible. Here we go. And Ananias, hearing these words, did what? Fell down and he gave up the what? What do you think that means? He gave up the what? He gave up his breath. It was his last breath. And great fear came on all those that heard these things. I guess so. And the young men arose, they wound him up, they carried him out, they buried him. Story ain't over. It was about the space of 3 hours because Miss Sapphira wants her glory too. When his wife, not knowing what was done, she came in. And Peter answered and said, now tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, that's right, for that much. Then Peter said, how is it that you've agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which buried your husband are at the door, and they're going to carry you out, ma'am. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, yielded up the ghost. Now what's that ghost? And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. Wow. If today I breathe my last breath, I know you might think it's a crazy message. Gary Clark don't want to be defiant. I do not want to be delusional. I have to admit I have had dreams about having hair and things like that. But that's not the way I want to live my last day. Amen? Okay? Alright? And I do not want to be deceitful. I'd rather we fold up at fellowship, just quit, we just pack it up. Amen? If we can't be real, doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. But we can do what we do and do it with the right motive. Amen? Are y'all listening? Say. That's what we ought to try to do. We ought to try to do things with the right motive. Now, we can't help if other people don't like us sometimes just because they hate Christians. Okay? But we can work real hard at trying to do the right thing, be honest, be people of integrity. Amen? I don't want to be deceitful. I don't want to show up on Sunday. I don't want to preach like that anymore in my life. Where I show up because I got to. I've come to the place in my life now where I don't have to. It feels so much better. Amen. It feels so much better. I can come hopefully like you are. Mrs. King spent time in the office with me this week, encouraged me so much. And she told me several times, we're just all excited about coming on Sunday. We want to go to church. We want to be there. Well, guess what? I'm with you. I don't want to lose that. Amen? Well, I just got to go. I was there when it started. I don't be ugly. But if you were here when we started, and you're here now, and you're disgruntled, I don't think you are, but if you are, there's 8 doors out of here. Why lose your joy? Amen? Go somewhere we can have the joy of the Lord. All right? So I don't want to be deceitful in what we're doing. They wanted glory. They served for the wrong reason. Satan filled their hearts with lies. Wow. What if today you breathe your last breath? Some questions. Why are you here today? Why are you? Think about it. What did we say? You do what you do. Is that my language? Why do what you do? It works, don't it? Why do what you do? Amen? Come on. I'm sorry, Roger. Amen. That's funny. Here we go. Come on. Are you for real? Or are you just faking it? See? I want to be real. Roger's for real. He's just writing down what we gave him. Amen. Say that with me and mean it. I do not want to be deceitful. We don't like deceitful people, do we, say? And the world hates it. And Satan's already telling them, that's the way they are. That's the way they are. We've got to stay away from them if we're going to have a chance of reaching them. Keep looking. Dedicated. The word dedicated, to me it means for God. I'm for God. Amen? I'm for God. That's what I want to be. If today was my last breath, I hope people would say, well, he was for God. Amen? He is for God. That's what I want to be. Plain English. Amen? Stephen. Stephen was a servant of God. Stephen was a preacher of God's Word. He was a deacon. He was a worker. And he preached a message that was harder than nails. Read it sometime in Acts 7. He didn't shy away. He told the Pharisees exactly what the Word of God said, and he laid it on them like white on rice. And they killed him for it. Look at it. But he was dedicated. When they heard these things, his message, they were cut to the heart. These are religious people. They gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, he looked up steadfast into heaven. He saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice. They stopped their ears. They ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city. They stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. But he wasn't done. He kneeled down, Stephen did. Being stoned, he cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. You know what that means? He breathed his last breath. Okay? You know what? These are tough stories. It's never good to look at death in the Bible. I mean, it's always a little hard. And now we're not just doing one, we're doing a bunch of them. And this is a hard story. But you know, Stephen was dedicated. He was faithfully preaching the Word. He was full of the Holy Ghost. He was looking steadfastly toward heaven. He was full of forgiveness. Man, that's the way. If today's my last day, what a way to go, man. Amen? That's a way to go. Full of forgiveness and full of these things. Full of God. What if today you breathe your last breath? Some questions real quick. Are you believing God's Word today? How long are you going to keep living your days saying, I don't believe that book. Books full of errors, full of lies. When are you going to just lay all that mess down and say, I believe the Bible. I believe the Word of God. This day, these 24 hours, I believe God's Word. Period. That settles it. It's done. Amen? When are you going to get there, man? Why not today? Are you full of you? Are you full of Him today? Why not let this day? It's the only day I know I got. I want to be full of you, Lord, today. Today, I want to be full of you. If I get it tomorrow, we'll worry about that tomorrow, okay? Let's do it today. Be full of the Holy Spirit. Are you steady in your walk with God today? When are you going to quit being all over the place? Say. Why not today? I'm going to put this foot right in front of that foot, and then I'm going to put this foot in front of that foot, and I'm going to have me a steady day for Jesus. Amen? I can do that because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I can have a steady day. How many in this room have ever had a steady day for Jesus? Can I see your hand? Say. I'm not saying you're perfect, but you had a day where you walk for the Lord. That's what I want to do. Are you forgiving as you've been forgiven today? You're holding on to that grudge and crap, I call it. Yeah, but you weren't hurt. Well, I've been hurt too. I'm just telling you, Satan will use that root of bitterness spring up. It'll defile you. This is the only day you got. Come on! Live like it, man, if today you're going to breathe your last breath. I want to be dedicated. Would you say that with me? I want to be dedicated. Last one. Why, I told you it'd be a marathon. Short scripture. You won't even know this lady, most of you. She didn't get but about three verses. That's okay. Three verses in the Bible's going some. Amen? Her name was Dorcas. Can you say that with me? Because she ain't very well known. Dorcas. One more time. Dorcas. Delightful, I put up there. Delightful. And I thought of this. If defiant is against God, man, delightful is shine, God. Shine, God. I want to be delightful today. I know some of you probably think I'm crazy, but I hope, if nothing else, you'll think, well, it's delightful. I don't know what you're going to say. I want to be a delight. Amen? I get full of me sometimes, meaner than a snake. But when I'm full of Him, I can be a delight. Amen? That's what I want to be. That's the way Dorcas was. God just shone right out of her, man. Who was the woman? Now, there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called who? Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. It came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. She breathed her last breath. Whom, when they washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. Okay? And here's what happens. Verse 39. Then the Apostle Peter arose. He went with them, so because some folks came looking, wanted his help. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the who, say that with me, widows, stood by him weeping, showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. That's a good lady, ain't it? Say. Man, they're up in the upper room, that is chamber. All the widows are there. Obviously, she had a ministry to widows. And they're there showing the stuff that this woman made. She shined Jesus Christ. She was full of good works. She cared for people. Why can't you do that today? She gave to people. She was a blessing to people. Why can't we do that today? They loved her, man. They wept for her. They were better. Why? Because of her. And you know what I think of Dorcas? I think of one woman. One woman in my life. And that's my mother. It's funny. My mother started a ministry before she was murdered. She started a ministry in the Little Temple Baptist Church. And guess what they called it? The Dorcas Ministry. This is a picture of my mother. That's what she did. She had nothing. She was abused by her husband. She lived in a nightmarish hellhole. But she still smiled. That's the way you'd see her. Smile on her face. She gave to people. And I tell you what, when we had the funeral, they loved her. I was broken. She'd just been shot 6 times, a horrible experience in my life. And the people, one by one, on a rainy night, one bus came all the way from High Point, North Carolina, with about 50 people on it, just to pay tribute to my mother, in a rainy night. And I greeted every one of them. It was hard for me, but they told me how much they loved Mama. They wept for Mama. Amen? They told me they were better because of Mama. One of them pulled up her skirt and did this. And I'm like, whoa, lady. She's pulling up her skirt. And she said, she showed a hose, a stocking that helps people with varicose veins or phlebitis. A big, thick old stocking. She said, your mama gave me that. Dorcas. If today I was to breathe my last breath, I would hope I could be like that woman. Are y'all listening to me this morning? Boy, that's the way I want to be. What if today you breathe your last breath? We're done. Are you a delight to other people? Are you a pain in the rear end? Excuse me. Change for Jesus' sake. Amen? Come on. Are you shining your light for Jesus Christ? You can. Come on. That's what He tells us to do. Look at this question. Would anyone weep if you were to die today? That's ugly. Would anyone weep if you were to die? Somebody ought to cry if you die. Amen? I think you ought to. I think your life ought to reach out to other people and touch other people so that if something happens to you, they're going to go, that man was a blessing, that woman was a blessing, that young person was a blessing. Somebody ought to weep for you. Weeping ain't just going to happen if you're not a delight. Would anyone have anything to show that you gave them? Say, could they come and go, They gave me this. She gave me this. He gave me this. Wouldn't you rather leave the planet knowing you're giving somebody something? Say. Don't always be a taker. Be a giver. If not, if you can't answer this yes, then why? If not now, when are you going to do it? Oh, I'll do it later. Tomorrow's the favorite day of the lazy man. Say that with me. I want to be delightful. Defiant, delusional, deceitful. Just exit out. No way! I don't want to live my life that way. Amen? Here's the way I want to live my life. Dedicated and delightful. What if today you breathed your last breath? What if today I breathe my last breath? Okay? Here's what I want to say. I want to be dedicated to my Lord. I want to be a delight for my Lord. If you feel that way, would you say that with me? I want to be dedicated to my Lord. I want to be a delight for my Lord. Why? Because 24, it's all yours.